Hello and welcome to Talk About Jazz with Doug Hall. I'm your host, Doug Hall. And today our musical artist is Ángela Varo. And she's a recent master's scholar and current undergrad student. She has a BM in contemporary writing and production and performance from Berklee College of Music. And she graduated in 2023 with a MM in the Global Jazz Institute program. So hello and welcome, Ángela. We're excited to have you here today to have a little chat about your musical background, your education, and also any future projects. We'll be queuing up two songs that Ángela's composed recently. I'd like to just review basically a resume because I think it's very important for an audience to understand the background of individual musicians as artists. Ángela is an Andalusian violinist, and as she will, I will prompt a question for her to speak more about that as a location that relates to her roots in Spain, and I'll give her an opportunity to talk more about that later. Violinist, educator, multi-instrumentalist, improviser, arranger, producer, and composer from Baena, Cordoba in Spain. Growing up in a musical family between opera and flamenco, music and the fusion of cultures. And in her own words, quote, "this fusion of cultures," unquote, has always been her main way of expression. She specializes in the fusion of jazz and flamenco violin, among other styles. She collaborates with flamenco versions of women's compositions with the flamenco guitarist Antonio Contines. And Ms. Varo is part of a Grammy-nominated group with Berklee's Danilo Perez and his Global Jazz Messengers. So welcome once again, Ángela. And what I'd like to do is transition to your two song selections. And if you'd like to, we'd love to hear you set it up a little bit or tell us a little bit about the background for these songs. And the first song will be, I'll have you pronounce the first song for me if you could.
Yeah, of course, Bulería de Goyo.
Thank you. Could you tell us a little bit about the origins and how this composition came about?
Yeah, absolutely. So this composition called Bulería de Goyo, or Goyo's Bulerías, uses and explores the flamenco palo of bulería in a more contemporary or almost like modern jazz harmonical and war. I really like the term that one of my mentors, Maestro Danilo Perez, uses, which is not a term, it's a whole concept, it's a whole movement called global jazz. And at the end of the day, I think that as a global jazz musician, what I do is explore the world through those lens. Bulerías de Goyo is a song, a tune that I composed thinking about the concept of death inside of my culture, my Andalusian, and all the influences I have, where we tend to really, really grieve people continuously for years and years and years. And the essence of that people, family members, in this case, my uncle, which is I try to honor with this song, disappears on this precise grief. And my idea of exploration with this is Bulería is a palo that is always used for celebrations. Palo, when I'm talking about palos, it's like a flamenco, sub-flamenco style, which is a compilation of a rhythmical pattern, a specific harmonic progression, as well as a specific mood, a specific geographical place that it appears in Andalusia, as well as many, many other layers that I could get into. Bulería is always for partying. It's always for celebration. And my uncle in particular was such a funny an incredible man. And sadly, we lost him many years ago. And sometimes in family conversations, what remains is the grieving, but not the essence of the person. This composition is a way to remember the people by their actions, by their personality, not by the way they left us.
Wow. I think that's a wonderful tradition. And I think our listeners and our audience wouldn't be aware of that as being a part of the Spanish culture. I think that's a wonderful way to recognize and not forget relatives and family members. Obviously, it's a way to kind of celebrate them and to bring their memory back to your family. I think that's very interesting. Thank you for sharing that with us. So we're going to listen to a portion of the song that Angelique just described. It's a very, that particular segment with the soaring voice, which is very beautiful as an instrument itself, and then your transition to your solo and melody on the violin, it's a very, very passionate and intimate piece. And the more that you explained it being a reflection on remembrance of somebody in particular in your family, I can feel that more in the music. It's very instrumental, yet very passionate emotionally. I know that earlier in the song, we have a lot of the very exhilarating punctuation of a flamenco rhythm, but I wanted to ensure that I caught what I hope was your primary violin solo. So
that's Thank you.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You. This means a lot.
And again, I shouldn't make comparisons with professional jazz violinists, but it just came to me. One of my favorite jazz musicians plays violin. And I guess I could play Trivial Pursuit now, but that is Jean-Luc Ponty. Jean-Luc Ponty, who played...
Yes, he's one of my Jean-Luc Ponty, yeah.
Yeah.
I love him. He's one of my main inspirations. And
I took a lucky guess.
Really inspired me to be him.
Yeah.
Yes.
He helped... I think he helped me feel a different side of jazz because he has a way of mm-hmm. playing on his violin like you that involves, well, a lot of melody and a lot of emotion and aside from technical ability. So thank you for sharing the introduction to this song. It also makes it, I think, more meaningful for people to listen to in the context of knowing that it's a remembrance in some specific way. Which is wonderful. Do you want to set up the next song, which I'll attempt the pronunciation of Tangos de la Alameda?
Yes, Tangos de la Medina, absolutely. So my town of Baena is such a beautiful, for me, means the world, right? Coming from such a humble and rural area. A small town in the south of Andalusia, really, really close to, like, closer to the to what we'll talk about the north of Africa, and similar, we have a really important connection with many cultures.
Okay.
But my town has a really important historically Arabic influence, and it's what is called or known as a lime town. There, all the houses are white, are made of lime. And the Almedina is the highest part historically of the town. And my town is surrendered. It's really different to American or like at least Massachusetts geography. But in Andalusia, we have towns and then field, kind of similar to Texas and southern parts of USA, where you have small towns and then fields of agriculture and similar. And our main product is olive oil. So we are surrounded, we make the best olive oil in the world, but mm-hmm. the whole town is surrounded by many, 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 many olive trees. So from the Almedina in Arab Andalusian back, like, 500 okay. years ago was Almedina means a protection, kind of like a protection wall.
Okay.
So it's used to be at the highest point of the town, which is the town is on a mountain, and it is a way to honor my roots and my town, and mm-hmm. just like that feeling of summer and being up there and just seeing all of this sea of olive trees, because you only see olive trees around you.
Yes.
And just feeling the wind and all of that. So this was kind of like a representation of that specific feeling. In this case, this is in the Palo, of course, of tangos, and not to be misunderstood with Argentinian tango. Inside of flamenco, we have flamenco tango, which... it's also a celebration, kind of a palo as well. But yeah, and it's one of my favorite palos. So I just kind of wanted to explore that through those lands that I was talking about before, and kind of like having that exploration of a more traditional kind of approach into flamenco, I will say, for sure, with this specific composition. Yeah, kind of like exploring a little bit of 75% traditional with that 25% rest of my own personal exploration or cuckoo-ness.
Okay, that's like, okay. That's always creative juices. All right, well, let's give a listen. Thank you. I love the rhythm and syncopation driving that, as well as, of course, the violin and the guitar. It's funny. I kind of visualize a flamenco dancer on a floor performing. And I know that is more cliche or traditional, but there is that driving form of dance and body movement that seems to come with this style of music. And I love the introductory sound of the Spanish acoustic guitar, and then how that then transitions to your violin, which begins more slowly and then builds. So a wonderful mixture of flavors.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And kind of, I guess, going back to your roots, I wanted to ask you a question related to how your Andalusian ethnic roots in southern Spain, it's a big question, of course, has informed your musical expression and development. I know that you've talked about that at your website. And could you speak a little bit to how your roots in that location has influenced your song and your expression of music?
Yeah, absolutely. So Andalusian culture, it's formed by the mixture of different, as I said before, we're really influenced by many, many cultures, but we can trace our ethnical reason, right? Or like the reason of why flamenco appears like so many years ago to the convivence and like the community and the consequence of five communities in particular being living together in the region of Andalusia in particular.
Right.
Not as much in other parts of Spain due to the geographical position of Andalusia, of course, and the historical, like we were a full kingdom, a caliphate back in the day. So that kind of like separates us from the rest of the Iberian Peninsula, culturally for sure, ethnically, of course. So these cultures, five cultures are, of course, the Sephardi Jewish culture, the Romani culture, generally called Gypsy culture, Romani culture, the North African culture, the Black, like West African Black culture, and the Muslim culture. So during many, many, many years, way longer than Spain has ever been as a country Catholic, we've been ruled by this Muslim kingdom that, crazy to think about, absolutely allowed the convivence and the livelihood of those five ethnias together. And that convivence and mix is what creates flamenco, because flamenco has all of these influences on it, right? Depending on the palo, for example, tangos, we know because of the way in the particular, like the song we just listened to, we know because of the way the words are developed, right? Tangos, we know, is of a African origin because of the os. N-G-O-S. Fandangos, tarantos, as well, those are African origin. Solea, for example, or Marathin, we know those are Muslim origins.
Interesting.
Right, or Saeta as well. So this whole perception of music, it really translates to everything that we do in life. It's the way we cook, it's the way we talk, it's the way we create art. It's really based on community, right? It's really based on, you don't learn, in order to, for me, like the way I learned flamenco and flamenco standards was in my kitchen while my mom and my grandma will be cooking and they will be clapping and my whole family, and then someone will come and we dance. It made me really happy, your comment of yourself imagining a dancer right there, because for us, it's all the same. It's all connected. It's the spices you put on the food, the way you dance and the way you play, it's all part of the same thing. And as a community that for many centuries we've been culturally abused by other parts of the country or whole, I don't want to get super deep on this, but our whole culture is continuously sell as Spanish culture when it's in case, on this case, it's Andalusian culture. And then all their beautiful music from Spain, which is a country of so many contrasts, it gets totally forbidden and forgotten, right? Due to the. And for me, this whole inspiration comes literally from my town, comes from my family, comes from the way we see music and the way we kind of like not music, but life itself. Because for us, it's the same thing.
Right. Well, that's remarkable.
I don't know if this answers your question.
No, I think that's what makes these interviews for me more interesting is because you bring with you this entire explanation of your Spanish culture in that region and how all these other influences, Muslim, African, and otherwise, geographically, if you look at where southern Spain is and know a little bit about the history, all those influences come into play. And that's very, I mean, that adds to the flavor and the depth of the music. As you obviously are a part of all that, sharing those flavors. Well, I wanted to ask you just more specifically about your choice of instrument, the violin, and it can kind of relate to however you want to answer the question, but you've already talked about your roots. So how would you say the unique sound and nature of the violin allows you to express yourself?
I think violin for me, it was like the first time I saw a violin, it kind of like almost had a shine into it. And then it became like, it became a part of myself, not even like something that I love. It became like another arm almost. And I think violin is such a human instrument. It's so... almost esoteric on the way you can imitate and can feel, at least for me, obviously, like not only the human voice, but human experiences and, and similar. I think the powerful of this piece of wood is so incredible. And my perception of the instrument is just like the same. It's really connected of what I said, right? Like, the way I play is the way I talk is the way I am. It's this instrument is not an external part of myself. It's just myself, which is something that is convenient because if you take out the violin, I'm still a musician, right?
Yes.
It's not something that I am a musician with the violin, but it's also that continuous trying of honoring sound and honoring my traditions with something that in flamenco is not, it has done many, many times, flamenco, violin with flamenco, but it's not the thing that is super, super traditional or has been seen a lot. So for me, it's like an exploration, continuous exploration of that honor, of that process of loving sound, loving music, and loving my ancestors and the people that will come after me.
Well, thank you. That's a very full answer. And obviously a musician has a very intimate relationship with their instrument in many ways and expresses that in different ways. So it's wonderful to hear yours. As 30 minutes runs out of time very quickly, we're closing down on our interview with you together, and I'm sure there's a lot more that we could share together, but I wanted to give you a chance to talk about any upcoming performances or projects that you're related that you're involved in locally or regionally.
I am playing many concerts around like the next months. I recommend to the listeners to check out both my website and my social medias, Angela Varo Music or Angela Varo Music. everywhere I'm at. I do have a really exciting project coming out, which is my first album, which these two songs that we listen to are part of this album. It's called Danza del Aire, which means dances of the air, and it's basically a reflection through the lens of global jazz of the history of my family and Andalusian heritage. Since I'm a daughter and granddaughter of immigrants and an immigrant myself, I found on that creativity to explore who am I, but also on a community that I'm lucky to be part of, which is full of people from everywhere. So it was a really, really beautiful and fun project, or like debut album to do, where I explored how Andalusian culture interconnects with many other cultures. That's why the album has crazy instrumentation, like steel pan and violin, and then suddenly we have oud and we have flute, and it was really fun because I did it with people that I really admire and I really love. And that's coming up thanks to the label Habitable Records at the end of November this year.
Okay.
So yeah, that's a main project I have coming
up. Wow, well, you're busy. That's wonderful. And again, when we produce this podcast, they'll be able to see your website address and other media information that you've shared with us. So I just want to close by thanking you so much for being with us today and sharing your music and sharing your passion for your music and roots. And the time goes by often too quickly to cover, obviously, the full span of the music and your career, but we've touched on some of it, and I thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you so much to you too, Doug. That was great. Such a pleasure to be part of this.
Thank you. Take care, and best of good fortune as it relates to your career and your life direction.
Thank you. Likewise. Thank you so much.